Now, you got to listen closely to this next part. Atanasio said, yeah, it's on our list, right? You heard that. For MLB, we think we could get another All-Star game in Milwaukee. And now you're going to hear Rick chime in.
Finish the tie. Finish the tie and then have another game right after.
Rick says,
finish the tie.
Finish the tie.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Six 6:11 on the MPS crisis today. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson planning a news conference for later this morning. As MPS just learned, the Department of Public Instruction is withholding $16.5 million in payment to the district. The school leaders remain delinquent in their financial filings with the state.
We wondered if the state would actually withhold any funds, still yet to be determined, but this is not a good sign.
Right. MPS can recoup those funds, so basically nobody thinks long-term the state's going to just leave MPS hung out to dry, yeah. Right? That once they get their stuff in, they'll start, these payments will be recouped.
Several of you guys have said that you did not know about these.
So that's how the last school board meeting, or news conference rather, wrapped up earlier this week, as the president and vice president of the board took only two questions from reporters. That was just after this remark, and I want you to listen closely here. As they're wrapping up, an MPS staffer tries to let everybody know, no, there'll be a follow-up.
Thank you very much. We're going to have another update on Friday afternoon.
Friday is today, and we've received no word from MPS on another scheduled news conference. We did get a news release from Milwaukee Public Schools late Thursday evening confirming the delayed payment from DPI and a few other lines about the district finalizing a CAP, corrective action plan.
Okay.
I wonder if that's it. If that's the another update.
Right. Just a quick email.
Right. I went back and listened because I assumed it was a news conference, but she didn't say a news conference. She said an update.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm looking for a news conference where reporters can continue to ask questions. As for the mayor, this business of, well, the mayor should take over public schools, that's a fine argument to have, but right now he doesn't have the authority to just do that. So it'll be interesting to see what he says about that prospect.
And by the way, regardless of whoever the mayor is, that's not necessarily a fix that is just going to, okay, now right, the mayor now has control. Like, why would we assume that? Right. Again, I'm not even talking about Cavalier Johnson. Just in general, why would a mayor automatically be able to make things better?
There are other states that do allow for this and where that is in practice. Did check into that. Don't know if that necessarily yields better results,
right.
But I think you're looking for accountability there. I do think the mayor and perhaps the county executive ought to lead on this, whether that's ultimately the solution, don't know. But the mayor has his news conference later. And yes, MPS does have to get those financials into the state. Yes, the board has to approve that budget for the coming school year. Yes, they have to hire a new superintendent. All that's on their plate, but they have to begin to rebuild trust with the people of Milwaukee and the entire state. And you're not going to do that by ducking reporters and running to your cars. You got to take these questions.
Thank you very much. We're going to have another update on Friday afternoon.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The Brewers wake up in Detroit this morning looking to right the ship against the Tigers, this after getting swept by the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly. So every game was close. That's the good news of the last series. The Brewers held their own. They just couldn't get any runs scored.
Why don't you just tell me what happened?
Right. As for the pitching matchup today, well, it's another TBD. Brewers seem to like to do these TBDs. Who might start for the crew?
Well, because you got to wake up in the morning and see who's healthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who's available.
I mean, maybe they start another reliever and then right. Go from there.
Yeah.
Aaron Ashby, back from shoulder surgery, he was the most recent pitcher to give it a go last, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
The day game. And he had a strong outing, did okay. We asked GM Ed Arnold about that on Brewers 360 on Thursday. Aaron Ashby going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah, look, we're still talking about it. I mean, look, he did a fantastic job. I mean, as you guys know, right now we have a situation where we kind of need all hands on deck.
Yeah.
But Ash has been fantastic. I mean, just the way he threw the ball, I couldn't be more proud of this guy.
Brewers and Tigers right here on WTMJ. First pitch around 5:40, pregame around 5:05. Again, on WTMJ Radio at UWM Panther Arena. Ooh, that was played a lot. And a lot. The ads stave off elimination, beating the Coachella Valley Firebirds 7-2. There's some offense.
Good old-fashioned boat race.
No, they got to keep winning, though. They're down in the series 3-1. Got to win out. Next game is tomorrow night. And then finally to the NBA Finals, Celtics and Mavericks, or as we call it here, Drew Holiday versus Jason Kidd. Celtics win 107-89, so Holiday leads that series 1-0.
Found his way into a championship, didn't he?
Amazing how that works.
In golf, Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker hosting the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. First groups tee off at 9 o'clock this morning. So next year, this tournament will move from University Ridge to Stricker's home course, formerly Cherokee Country Club, now TPC Wisconsin in Madison. Stricker leading a redesign of that course that just reopened about a year and a half ago. I talked with Strick recently at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame event here in Milwaukee. I played that course last fall. So, again, this is why maybe I shouldn't be allowed to talk with people. I go up to Strick and I start with this.
Hey, I played your golf course, TPC Wisconsin, in the fall.
How'd you do?
Too damn hard, man.
We went to work in the fall and this spring to soften it up a little bit.
Did you really? I appreciate it.
Yeah, because it's there were some challenging holes out there, but overall the feedback's been pretty good and it's unique, you know, and it's been a lot of fun.
Now,
it's so Wisconsin. Right. Hey, it's too hard.
It's too hard. Well, Grant, Strick didn't redesign it for the likes of you and me. Right? This was designed to be a course that can hold a championship like this.
Great.
So it'll move there next year. Stricker goes out today at 10:50 this morning, shortly after past two-time AmFam champion, Wisconsin's own Jerry Kelly. Kelly tees off at 10:39. Oh, yeah. A lot of graduation Saturday as well. Hope those showers stay away. RNC this summer in Milwaukee. NFL draft in Green Bay next spring. So what about Milwaukee hosting another Major League Baseball All-Star game? Not only is that something the Brewers say is on their list of priorities, but I think I may have gotten the ball rolling.
What?
Yes. This is not my idea, but because of me, it started and it snowballed. So I put that question to Brewers owner Mark Attanasio.
With the stadium deal done, could we get back in the mix for an All-Star game? Is that something you want or pursue, or is it?
Well, sure. It'd be great for the community. You know, they tend to do that for the newer ballparks.
And that's true. It's how we got the All-Star game back in 2002, right? We had a new park, so you get an All-Star game. It's why the Bucks are still bent out of shape with the NBA over the fact that we haven't gotten an All-Star game after we built Fiserv Forum. But my point to Attanasio was, okay, not a new stadium, but we did get that $500 million deal done. We secured baseball's future long-term in Milwaukee.
The commissioner had come.
Yes. So how about a little something, you know, for the effort?
We have our list of things to, you know, it's on our list with the commissioner's office. It's not the highest thing on our list. But maybe we should move it up the list.
So maybe we should move it up the list. I think it's up the list. Now, listen to this. So let me set the stage for you. I'm in a room at the ballpark, small group of reporters on the club level, invited to speak with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio. A few of our guys are there. McAlvey's there from MLB.com, Rosiak from the Journal Sentinel, a few others. And we're talking on the record with Attanasio. Brewers GM Matt Arnold is there. He's to Attanasio's right, and Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger. Mandatory. So they're sitting at like the head of the table, and they're just taking questions.
Sure.
Now, you got to listen closely to this next part. Attanasio said, yeah, it's on our list, right? You heard that. For MLB, we think we could get another All-Star game in Milwaukee. And now you're going to hear Rick chime in.
Finish the tie. And then have another game right after.
Rick says,
finish the tie.
Finish the tie. Remember, our All-Star game in 2002 infamously ended in an embarrassing fashion for the commissioner, Bud Selig, who was in attendance, obviously.
Remember the picture?
Like, yeah, he's like, what do you want me to do? And some of the players were embarrassed, too. Didn't Barry Bonds go home early from that game?
Yeah, anyone.
Like, he was gone. Low point for the Midsummer Classic. After 11 innings, the team had run through their roster of pitchers. Barry Bonds, you know, like I said, he'd already gone home.
On a flight home already.
So all that happened. And again, Schlesinger says,
finish the tie.
Finish the tie. So do you think he was kind of joking, right?
Well, knowing Rick, yeah, he was kind of joshing.
The tie. Well, listen to this now snowball rather quickly.
You bring all those guys back, like a full-timers game.
That would be awesome.
That'd be
Barry Zito pitch at the age of 50.
That would be fun.
Joe Torre be the manager.
Bob Brenly.
So, did you hear Arnold chime in there? Bring all those guys back.
Bob Brenly, the manager of the NL team.
Torre. Mm-hmm. So now the table is alive, and guys are just throwing names out, and they're playing this out.
That is...
Barry Bonds would have to come back.
Oh, my gosh.
Sosa, all those guys.
I'm going to talk to Bonds about that. That would get a huge amount of attention.
That's Attanasio.
Like, you can hear the lights turn on.
Right? I think Attanasio's on board. He's like, hey, this might be our in with the commish. I absolutely think we deserve another All-Star game. Commissioner of Major League Baseball, like you said, he came to town last summer to openly campaign for the stadium deal. All right, we did our part, commish.
We did, yes.
You do yours now. We should get another All-Star
game. We're hosting conventions, RNC conventions. We can host that.
And then, I don't know, maybe we do Rick's idea.
Finish the tie. Finish the tie and then have another game right after.
That's right!
Brilliant.
I'm going to take credit for that in part. If that
all right,
happens.
If it happens, you're allowed to, since you're the one that pushed the ball down the hill.
And you have to say it. You have to say it for every story.
Everybody.
And the story first floated by WTMJ's Vince Petrano.
First suggested by.
Brewers in Detroit tonight. The Admirals stay alive. We've got sports at 6:45.
So today is the big day. The final spin.
Oh, Pat Sajak.
Yes.
Last show.
And a popular pair. They've been together for decades on television, are calling it a career.
I can't believe that tomorrow is our last show together.
After 8,000 episodes together, Vanna White saying goodbye to her Wheel of Fortune co-host, Pat Sajak.
Yeah. I am very excited and happy to be part of Wheel of Fortune.
That's right. And this is a family you will soon grow to know and love.
Vanna called him a brother and longtime friend, saying they grew up on television together while watching their families grow.
What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had.
Sajak hosted the game show for 41 years. Vanna will stay on a little longer, welcoming Ryan Seacrest in September. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A little bit more from White.
You're like a brother to me, and I consider you a true lifelong friend who I will always adore. I love you, Pat.
So why was this already done? Did they want to get this out of the way early for more publicity for today's main event?
Is
today just about Pat and Vanna's got to kind of sit side saddle today? Or what's going on there?
When they already recorded the episode, right?
Yeah.
They recorded the big chunk.
It's been done,
so
right.
This is done. No, this is it's how the PR machine works, right?
Okay. So you say goodbye in second to final episode.
You know what? Sajak once said one of the highlights of his career was meeting young Vinny in Chicago.
Is that going to come up tonight?
Probably will. I mean, it would probably be on the highlight reel. No, remember, Wheel used to be on TMJ4 for a million years.
Yeah.
And when it was on there and they were doing one of those, we take the show on the road, and they were in Chicago for a week recording episodes. And they sent me down there. I went down there with Mark Waz, photographer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were super nice. I hear stories all the time about, we met this celebrity and they were terrible. And this people.
I want pics. You have any pictures?
I don't have one of Pat and Vanna and me. There's one of me like on the Wheel set.
Yes.
It was all decorated out for Chicago.
Need to put that on the old live stream.
You want that pancake?
Picture.
Should I send that to you?
Yes.
Put that on the live stream?
Yes.
Okay.
A little be right back picture for it.
That'd be great. 6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Key testimony heard in President Biden's son, Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. Hallie Biden, the widow of Biden's late son, Beau, testified as a key government witness in the federal gun trial.
Recounting her relationship with Hunter, his addiction, his denials of that addiction at times, and critically, her own struggles with addiction, saying that in the summer of 2018, it was Hunter Biden who got her addicted to crack cocaine as well. She broke down a little bit, her voice cracking, saying that she was embarrassed and ashamed and regretted that time of her life.
Yeah, these two actually had a fling there for a moment. This is the center of the case right here, because she told jurors that she found a gun unlocked in Hunter Biden's car, And critically, she also found remnants of drugs and paraphernalia in there. So what they're trying to prove is, look, he clearly was on drugs when he checked a box saying that he was not when he bought a gun. She talked about finding it.
She said she panicked and used a pouch in his truck, which the prosecution says later tested positive to having cocaine in it, to conceal the gun before frantically throwing it out in a trash at a nearby grocery store. Jurors in court were shown surveillance video from that market dated 11 days after Hunter Biden allegedly obtained the firearm illegally. Yeah.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen there. So the defense poking holes in the case a little bit, basically saying, look, there are no witnesses that have confirmed that Biden was using during that month, even though you found paraphernalia in the car.
Well, I wonder if this comes up too. Like, you know, folks who are former alcoholics, they still call themselves alcoholics.
Right, sure.
Like, I've been clean for even years.
Yes, you're right.
The meeting starts with, my name is this and I'm an alcoholic. So what's the definition of addict? Will they get into that with the jury? Mm-hmm. Will the defense try to say, well, just because you weren't on drugs at the time doesn't mean you're not an addict?
So I don't know. President Biden is overseas doing D-Day ceremonial type stuff in Normandy yesterday, today, and he's going to be in France through the weekend as well. He spoke with ABC's David Muir about this case, and there's a lot of things he didn't want to talk about. He doesn't necessarily talk about federal cases. That's his policy. However, he was asked about the P word, potential pardon.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president speaking with ABC there is saying he would not pardon his son if he is convicted.
6:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
The Brewers looking for a W, and they'll take their trip to Detroit. Brewers start a series against the Tigers tonight, this after getting swept by the Phillies. Now, what's interesting is that, like, every day recently, when you look at who the starters are,
yeah, who's
game,
throwing tonight for the crew?
TBD. Yet again, to be determined. And that's been the case the last couple of days. Now, don't forget, they did have, Jared Koenig, the reliever, would do the first inning and maybe a third of a next inning before they'd bring in their quote-unquote starter.
Right. He's the opener.
Right. And they would do that in order to prevent the starter from having to face, like, just the monsters in the lineup. You could have them stretch longer into the innings without having to pitching three times against Bryce Harper and that type of thing. Pat Murphy did say after the Phillies series that, look, they've been trying to figure this out.
I mean, look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know.
11 starters. Some teams don't do that in a year.
Right.
60 games, 11 starters, or 61 games. Anyway, so Brewers.
So who's pitching tonight?
Well,
we don't know?
Don't know. It's TBD.
Okay.
Brewers and Tigers, 5:40. First pitch right here on WTMJ Radio. Of course, our coverage starts just after 5 o'clock again, right here on WTMJ. The Admirals stave off elimination. They beat the Coachella Valley Firebirds 7-2. They're still down in the series. They got to win out. They're down in the series 3-1 in the best of seven. Next game is tomorrow night. And to the NBA Finals. So in order to make this more interesting for you, Vince, it's not the Celtics and the Mavericks. We'll go with it's Drew Holiday versus Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is the head coach of the Mavericks, and Drew Holiday, of course, one of our favorite point guards, is now on the Celtics.
I'll root for Drew then.
So, Drew leads the series right now, 1-0 after the Celtics win 107-89.
Working out okay for him. Teeing off this morning at University Ridge in Madison, the American Family Insurance Championship that's hosted by Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker. This annual golf event moves next year to Stricker's home course, now called TPC Wisconsin, which he helped redesign. And that's not the only thing that may change.
We may do something different. We're trying to maybe work out a different kind of format of an event, maybe potentially a team event, maybe Stableford, maybe just something a little bit different to make it more enjoyable for the fans.
I was talking with Strick at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction earlier this spring. Wisconsin's own and two-time AmFam champion Jerry Kelly goes out at 10:39 this morning, and Stricker will be close behind his tee time at 10:50.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's Morning News. Bring in our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. And what have you brought to talk about today, Gabe?
So I've wanted to talk about this all week. We haven't talked about it on our show, and it's not sports related because that's not really where, you know, we really thrive over on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
Show.
Yeah, on our sports show. Well,
that's fine. We don't talk about sports.
On Monday, there was a report out of Minnesota. So there is a fraud trial going on. A lot of different people up there accused of taking funds, like millions of dollars, from a program around the pandemic that was meant to, you know, help feed homeless people, things of that nature. And one of the jurors was dismissed on Monday after they reported to the judge that somebody came up to them, gave them a bag full of $120,000, saying, hey, you should have quit.
Wow. Well, I guess we know where some of the money went.
That sounds like a great movie.
Well, there are so many things here. So the first is, like, man, that's just brazen. That's
right?
Here's $120,000.
And why was that the number?
Yeah,
wouldn't $100,000 probably do it?
Well, so my next question is this juror only reporting some of the money? Because like,
who comes up with 120?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if somebody gives you like a bag full of $500,000, you know, what's the defense going to do? No, we actually gave them $500,000. They're only reporting $120,000.
Nobody
right?
can speak up.
Yeah, nobody can speak up because then they're admitting to a felony. So that's I've got a lot of questions surrounding this of the brazenness of it. First of all, I'm surprised this juror then decided to report it. Did they report the full money? A lot of questions that I have surrounding this.
Where did this happen? Was this like at a Starbucks?
I don't know.
And who did they pick? Did they pick this juror specifically because they knew that one may be swayed?
Why was this person their mark?
Yeah, I don't know why this person was the mark, but the juror was dismissed and now the rest of the jury's been sequestered.
Where's the money?
I'm assuming the state just takes it.
All of a sudden the judge is reporting it now as $100,000.
He only turned it 100. Oh, no!
Yeah, so I'm assuming the state just takes it and, I mean, they seize it as part of, I don't know, an ongoing investigation?
I think what we got here is a found wallet situation. You know, you lose your wallet, whatever, it's got $83 in it, or you lose your bag. You hear this sometimes, somebody lost a deposit that was going to the bank. It's got $2,000 in it. Eric found it. He turns it in and they say, hey, thank you so much. Here's $1,000 for you, or here's $50 for this guy. Should get to keep a little something.
So you got to report it.
It's got to be above board.
What do you think would be fair?
Well, I would take that 20 out. Now we have a nice even round number of 100. Okay. Turn in the 100. This guy keeps the 20 for doing the right thing.
$20,000 for being honest.
Yeah,
but then does he have to declare that and get taxed on?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it only comes out to about 13.
I mean, probably. We're dealing with another government entity. I don't think they're going to let you pass without paying the taxes on it.
No way I could sleep on that. You're asking the question of like, wow, man, this would have made a big difference for the guy. You know, how do you, maybe you just keep it quiet, you do what you were told, and that's that. No way I could sleep on that.
Well, but again, I mean, if
in terms of a conscience,
I wouldn't be able to either. Like you said, I wouldn't be able to sleep, period.
Right, right.
Like, I'm tossing and turning. And I think it's super easy to go, well, why don't you just take the money and just do your job as a juror anyway? Like, don't let it influence you, right? Like, and you know, if you think they're dirty, you still vote that. Because they're not going to turn you in. They're not going to, on top of one crime, admit to another crime.
You know what else they're going to do? Forget it.
What about the rest of the jury? You said they're sequestered. I'd be looking at each one of them in the eye. Now, has anyone dropped a bag of goodies off?
That's right. Did they just pick one guy?
Yeah.
Who else in that room?
Yeah, I would be looking at every one of them.
Who else in that room showed up in a Ferrari at court this week?
Got a really nice suit on.
Where did that car come from?
We're independently wealthy.
As of when? A couple days ago.
6:57, Wisconsin's Morning News.